Oh, I tell you what, I'm down here at the library, and Andy was just trying to do a mic check on me. He goes, Ann, talk like you normally talk. And I said, but I'm at the library, Andy. I'm supposed to talk a little softer. Boy, I tell you what, they got a huge selection of books here, and I have the volunteer coordinator right here with us this morning. Dana, how are you doing?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you came to join us.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward. I hope I get a little time to check out all the great books here. I understand this is one of the largest book sales that y'all have ever had.
I think so. I'm always amazed at how generous people are donating books to us. We have some fabulous books, some almost new books, and some old favorites that people have been looking for a long time. We have series of books, art books, books on various wars, we have music. If somebody plays the piano or the guitar, we have lots of sheet music. We have books on science and nature. And, of course, we have all the very latest fiction. And
So I guess you have some of those great romance novels, don't you, to take to the beach to read this summer when you'd like to have a little imagination going there?
Of course. We have one table that's just full of romance. I think it's glowing, actually.
Well, that sounds great. Now, of course, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that you can still bring some books in, can't you, for the book sale. During the book sale, today's Friday, it's going to go on through the weekend, and then Monday at noon, correct?
Well, 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock, okay.
We're open till 1 so that anybody on Monday on their lunch hour can run in and grab a book. Yes, we have lots of room still because people have already bought quite a few. So if somebody is cleaning out their bookcase and wants to come exchange old books for new, they can donate their old books and buy some new ones at our low prices and keep on reading.
You know, Dana, it takes a tremendous amount of work to do this. And, of course, you know, a big, big thank you to the friends of the library that helped make this possible. And, of course, the funds raised for this go to help all the summer projects, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do. We have wonderful programs lined up for children this summer. We have a magician. We have a nature group coming. We have, I think, 5 or 6 performances this summer. We have things for the teens to do, and we have reading clubs for the adults as well, and the money gets pooled by the friends and donated to the library to use to support those various programs.
And what would it mean if we didn't have the friends of the library and great book sales and stuff like this as far as the operation of the library?
Well, the operation of the library comes from different sources.
Those talking about the special programs. That's
special
it.
Programs, yes. Right. The special programs, if we didn't have the book sale, it's our biggest money maker. We do have an ongoing bookstore that we do make money from on a daily basis, but the friends rely on the book sale to do their major funding of the programs.
Sure. Well, I guess the point I was getting to, we might not have some of the great summer programs for the kids and for adults too, but particularly some of those great summer programs that y'all bring in.
Yeah, unfortunately, if we had less money, we'd have to take a look at it, and there just wouldn't be as many programs for the children. We do have, there have been some local businesses that have been very supportive. Ronald McDonald has been here for several years, thanks to the local McDonald's. And
Ken Whittington, thank you very much, and his sons, the whole group up there are very community-oriented.
Absolutely. They're wonderful. And Ronald,
we're loving it.
Perfect.
I love their latte, so I'm good at talking about the bookstore. I mean, about Ronald McDonald and all the things at McDonald's. So I guess what I need to do is take a little time here. I think we're coming up on the news here in just a second. But this is a great opportunity. Now, what are the hours that the book sale is open? I know it's normal library hours, but what are the hours?
Well, today we're open from 9 to 5:30. Saturday we're open from noon to 4. Sunday we'll be open from 2 to 5:30. And Monday, we're opening at 9 with the library, but we will have to close at 1 because we have to clear this area out during the afternoon.
Okay. So if you want to get out here and see a fabulous collection, get some books for the summer. You know, books are also so great for shut-ins, aren't they? I mean, for shut-ins to be able, if you know a neighbor or somebody up the street who doesn't get out much, why not come by and pick them up a few books and let them enjoy?
I think that's a wonderful idea. It really is. And some of these books are new or very nearly new, so you could give them as gifts. I know your neighbors would be thrilled. We had a lady in here buying 4 huge bags the other day because she and all her neighborhood exchange books. So she was buying her share that she could then read and loan to her neighbors, which I thought was a great way to do it.
It is, it is. Hey, right now it's time for South Carolina News. We'll be back after the news. Yes, I'm broadcasting live from the library right here in Uptown Greenwood. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, I guess they say we're live at Sharp Facets Gallery. Wrong answer, folks. We are down here at the Greenwood Library. We're in the Veterans Auditorium over here, and boy, I tell you what, there are books, books, and more books. Whether you like home decor, business, finance, small cookbooks, big cookbooks, teen, young adults, children's books, mysteries, adventures, hard fiction, hardback fiction, and, of course, some of those great great coffee table books. We've got nonfiction sports, nonfiction bios. I think a lot of people's bios are fiction. I think when I write mine, it's going to be fiction, folks. There you go. Hey, I'm here with Dana Ellis. She is the volunteer coordinator, and she heads up this project here. Dana, you have a lot of volunteers that make all this happen.
We certainly do. We have a wonderful group of about a dozen people who come twice a year for the book sale, and they carry boxes, they shove books around, they get this room full of thousands of books in one morning.
And then, for whatever's left, they have to be taken down because, you know, the problem is on Monday is that they always have a county council or something meeting coming up. So they have to have this room cleaned out, which normally you figure, we'll take our time, right? Not at this group.
No, unfortunately, we do have to get it out. And we have another group who come in and fill all these boxes and put the tables down and get it cleaned up and looking spiffy by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm always amazed.
And, you know, one of the things that you do is people say, well, what happens to the books at the end? And you give them to some charities, don't you?
Yes, we do. We donate them to some local organizations for sale. We also donate some for instance, the soup kitchen, and they pass them along to their clientele.
Bowers Rogers, I think. Don't you give some over there? Yes?
We give quite a few. The most of the leftover books go to Bowers Rogers for their thrift shop, which supports their home, and they do a wonderful job. We're very, very pleased and happy to support them, and we wish them well.
Well, I know, and, you know, every time I talk to them over there, they have more children and more children. They are really busting at the seams, so they need all the help they can get over there at Bowers Rogers, and that's a great way is to shop their thrift store. And then you're contributing to making sure that the kids have the little extras that they need.
Absolutely. I think they're a very worthwhile organization. I did want to point out one thing. We have, thanks to the generosity of our patrons, National Geographic magazines going all the way back to the late 40s and early 50s. And I've always thought they make a terrific birthday gift. If you were born in November of 1950, somebody can find that magazine and give it to you, wrap it up and give it to you so you can find out what the world was like the month you were born.
back when the world was a lot different, right, Dana?
Absolutely.
I feel sorry for those that were born now looking at the world based on what it was back in the 50s and 60s and everything. But, you know, life goes on, right?
Absolutely. And we have other magazines for sale, up-to-date ones we have, and we sell them for 25 cents each. So it's the last of the great bargains.
Well, you know, if you can just wait and be a little bit behind on stuff, you really could save yourself a lot of money instead of getting a subscription. Just come to the book sale and pick them up for a quarter apiece.
Yep, and we do get this month's magazine. Some generous people will read a magazine and donate it to us by about the 10th of the month, so you can be just as advanced as everybody. You can have the very latest recipe out of Southern Living. You can have the latest decorating ideas. We have a whole collection of Carolina wildlife, which has beautiful photographs in it.
Wow. And, you know, the other nice thing about all of this here is that's a great way to recycle. You know, we're always talking about recycle, reuse. If you have some books that you're not using, don't like, I think that's a great idea on the magazines because you actually sell books out there every day, don't you, right there in the bookcases out front?
Yes, we do. We have a Friends bookstore that sells a variety of books and magazines on a daily basis, whenever the library is open, at the same prices that we sell in the book sale, so people can take advantage of that whenever they want a book to read.
Yeah, so this would be a great opportunity. The good thing about this is there's even more. They have, DVDs. Are those VHS tapes?
They are.
You've got some of those, so if you're still using VHS, you can even check those out. But they have DVDs, videos, CDs, tapes, all this kind of good stuff here. You also have, what's the most expensive book here?
Not
a price point.
The most expensive books, we have some coffee table books, some art books that are $5.
Oh, my God, $5.
$5. I think that is the most expensive at the moment. Occasionally in the bookstore, we will have a very special book that will be higher than that, but I've never seen anything over $20, and that was a coffee table book, a signed railroad book.
Wow. So this is your opportunity, whether you like paperbacks or whether you like hardbacks. You know, one of the things we always talk about is whether people are still reading books, because you can download on a Kindle and whatnot now. What are you seeing, Dana?
Interestingly enough, a few years ago, they were predicting the death of books, and they seem to have been wrong. People are back to reading books. They like books. A lot of people have Kindles and Nooks and e-readers, and we do have a subscription at the library that we can offer people. We pay for the subscription, but they can have it for free, just the way they check out a library book. So that's certainly an offer for anybody. But as far as books themselves, so many people say they just like the feel of a book. You can flip back and reread a section easily. The ones with pictures you can enjoy for years. Books seem to have been discounted a little too early. Like somebody once said, the report of my death was a little early.
Exactly. So if you would like to get some great books at some great prices, you know, the kids are getting ready to get out of school. You're going to want to have something for them to do. They've got children's hardcover books for $1. They've got paperbacks for children, 25 cents. And then, of course, all the other great books. And as you get older children, God, it's good to have something. Maybe you're a grandparent and you're going, oh, I'm looking forward to my grandchildren coming. But what will we do all the time? It would be a great opportunity to have some quiet time and read some books, wouldn't it, Dana?
Yes, it would. And we have a program for the book sale that every child who comes to the book sale gets a book of their choice for free. That goes from birth through 12th grade. So if you have an infant in a stroller, obviously the infant doesn't pick it, but mama can pick out a nice book, or even if they're the little bitty children's books, they can have two. We're pretty generous. And then we have lots and lots of young adult books for teens. High school age kids can pick from any of our books except for the higher priced books, the art books, but they can take a regular fiction book. They can take the nonfiction that we have broken down in categories. We just would like to have them have a book that they enjoy.
Absolutely. So when you are looking at an inexpensive way to entertain yourself or your children or maybe a loved one or maybe that neighbor up the street that you see them just sitting there and you go, gosh, I could get them something and maybe they would enjoy it. You can't do better than here. Most expensive, $5. So they start at a quarter and go up to maybe $5. Most paperbacks looks like 50 cents. Oversized paperbacks, $1.50. Hardcover books, $2. And what a great idea. Get some new books and then bring down and exchange out so you're not hoarding all these books and then you go, oh my God, it's too much to move them because I have too much. Isn't that a good idea?
That's a wonderful idea. We like that.
All right. Well, we are down here at the Greenwood County Library in the Veterans Auditorium. All you got to do is come in the front door, come right over here. You'll be having a great time right here at the book sale. It's going on through Monday. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Then I'm going to tell you how you can even get a better deal. Just keeps giving right here at the Greenwood County Library. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I'm right here at the Greenwood Library. Just was walking around looking at some of the books during the break. I'm telling you what, she does have quite a collection. They have quite a collection here. You know, they have, just looking at an exclusive Greg Norman, All I've Learned. Yes, it's in Golf Digest, a Sports Illustrated publication. When was this from? January 2014. Talk about new stuff. You know, and coming up this weekend, you know what's starting, well, actually Monday. It is the Symetra Tour starts out there. Actually, they're going to have the Pro-Am and all the fun that is going out. The actual event starts on Thursday, but they've got Pro-Am events going on. You're going to want to make sure you make it out there to the links of Stony Point. And don't forget about their fantabulous buffet that they're going to have for Mother's Day right out there at the links of Stony Point. And after Mom has enjoyed the buffet, she gets to go out for free and see the final round of the Symetra Tour out there at the links. So you want to give them a call, 942-0903, I think, for the buffet. And make sure that you make that reservation today. Who else is going to be there besides the links of Stony Point serving up food? Well, let me tell you, you know, grits and groceries. I talked to Heidi yesterday afternoon, and she was telling me, a pork loin with sweet potato biscuits. How does that sound? Delicious. And, of course, Lee's Barbecue is going to be serving in the big tent right out front. They're serving starting at 9 or 9.30. I can't remember, but 9 or 9.30. You can give them a call, 942-0903. Make that reservation today. How much is it? $25 for adults and $12 for children 6 to 12, and under 5 and under are free. So there you go. It's a great way to enjoy Mother's Day out there at the links of Stony Point. But right now, I am here at the library, and I just have picked up a good book that I am actually going to purchase here. It's By Art Smart. There you go. Foolproof strategies for buying any kind of art with confidence. Well, I'm telling you what, we buy a lot of art over there at Sharp Facets, Dana, so I thought I might check it out and see if there's any tips or things I didn't know. So, you know, you can find something for just about anything. I'm amazed. There's mystery stories that I remember reading as a child over there. I was just looking at those and going, oh, I remember that one. Good stuff. Just for everybody, you got to come down and check it out. And, of course, the earlier you get here, the better the selection, right?
Yes, very much so, because books are flying off the tables and out the door as we speak.
There are. There's a half a dozen people in here going through. And, you know, that's the thing. It's nice. You don't have any pressure. You can just peruse around, spend as much time as you can, and, of course, you can come back even if you don't get all that you want, or you can come back. But one of the other things I wanted people to know about is that, what is it? You've changed it up a little bit. Sunday and Monday, you're going to start the big markdown?
Sunday and Monday, we are doing our final sale of the book sale for this spring. We changed it. We used to do it just Monday morning, but then people who work had trouble getting here and enjoying it. So it's all Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5:30 and Monday morning from 9 to 1. They will be amazed at what they can get for their hard-earned dollars, and we will be delighted to have these books find a happy home.
And you won't have to pack them up.
That's the side benefit, yes.
Exactly. You will not have to pack them up. So if you can't get here, of course, the earlier you come, the better the selection.
Yes. If you're looking for a specific author or a specific book, or just want to browse and have best choice, then you need to get here soon.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday would be, things are changing by the minute. I've seen several things go out that I would have bought had I noticed them earlier.
Well, that's the thing. You really have to look, don't you, to find things? Because, I mean, you've got them organized, but you never know what's going to be in that organized pile, do you?
No, you don't. You can find amazing books. I always like the sort of unusual older ones. And I found one year that was written by a man who was a famous botanist in his day. He was Alexander Graham Bell's son-in-law. He knew everybody who was anybody in those days, and it was fascinating. There are books to suit any interest that you could possibly have. We have lots of health books. We have lots of good diet books, if anybody's interested in those. And then the flip side of that is we have lots and lots of wonderful cookbooks, especially the Southern Living annual ones where they put every recipe. We have some older books. We have lots of church-type cookbooks where people put in their very best family recipes. Lots of those have already gone out the door, so if you're interested in cookbooks, you probably need to come soon.
Yeah, you know, I think that is one of the things. You know, some of these cookbooks, cooking really has come back to the front again. Used to be, you know, for a long time, everybody, well, I'm not going to cook. But now people are thinking, yes, they want to cook, and they're getting into some good cooking, some great vegetables and whatnot. And some of those old recipes really had some good stuff in them.
Yeah, they did. If you remember something your grandmother used to cook, we might have the book that has that recipe in it. And you can that you've been hunting for years, and all of a sudden you find it. It's really kind of a thrill when you do.
It is. So if you would like to come down here to the Greenwood Library and you would like to find some books going into summer, you know, a lot of people plan to go to the beach, and they'll be sitting by the beach, and there's nothing like having a good book or a good magazine to enjoy. So why not come on down, take advantage of this. Again, Dana, what are the hours of the book sale?
Today we're open till 5:30. Saturday we're open from noon to 4. Sunday we're open from 2 to 5:30. And Monday morning we're open from 9 to 1. So we'd be glad to have everybody come. We do take cash. We take checks. We try to be very cooperative with people. And we just love to see people come and enjoy the books.
That's right. So come on down here to the Greenwood County Library and take advantage of all the things they have to offer. And if you've got books that you are not using, that you're saying, what am I going to do with them? Magazines, you know, that's the other thing. And particularly, I think, some of the current ones, unless you have something like National Geographic, like you were talking about, you know, that's a great idea. Read your magazine, and instead of thrown it in recycle, drop it off here for the library to be able to resell to somebody else for all of a quarter.
Our big prices, yes.
But the other thing is, if you're looking for a particular magazine, you might ought to check the library first before you go buy it and save yourself some money, but also help the Friends of the Library, which is what this is all about, Friends of the Library. Now, Dana, one thing we haven't talked about is how somebody could become a member of the Friends of the Library and what's involved in being a member of Friends of the Library.
Well, we have applications right here at the book sale. It's $10 for a single membership.
Oh, my God, you just guys charge too much to do 10 whole dollars. Okay, go ahead.
15 for a family.
Wow.
We do have a patron category, which is 50, if somebody would like to support us at that level. We have to be a friend. You're supporting the library. Basically speaking, it helps us with our, when we go before budget committees and that sort of thing, it's very nice to say we have hundreds of people who support the library, and we also have, we've just started a newsletter that will go out telling what's going on in the library, giving preview notice of book sales coming up or special events, so people can be sure not to miss them. So the Friends are a very vital part of the library experience, and we welcome anybody who'd like to join.
That's right. And, of course, they do so much for children's programs and this type of thing. So when you hear Friends of the Library, you are looking at a good group of dedicated people who really want to make sure that our library here is vibrant and alive and is doing good things for our community. So now, if you're a friend of the library, do you have to help, or can you just be a member?
You can just be a member.
Okay.
We love our helpers and our workers, but if somebody would just like to show their support for the library, we welcome them too. I'd like to mention, we have lots of good classic books. If you have a teen who's supposed to be reading some books over the summer and you want to see if you can get one for a dollar and a half instead of $20 in the bookstore, please come down and look. These are gently used classics, and they have a big choice.
That sounds great. Well, Dana, I really appreciate you taking time. I know there's a lot going on here, and yes, you do not want to miss it. They are open library hours, so they're going to be up until 5:30 today. Tomorrow is 12 to 4, and Sunday begins the big markdown from already a quarter to $5. But the big markdown begins Sunday, and that is from 2 to 5:30, and then, of course, Monday you can come in from 9 to 1. So put that on your calendar for this weekend. I know there's a lot going on, but make sure you put that to come by the library. And by the way, if you're not a member of the library, sign up. It takes less than 2 minutes to sign up to become a member right here at the Greenwood Library. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Andy, I think I'm going to let it go because I want to pick out some books, and then I'm supposed to be heading over to Self Regional to preview something new they're doing at the hospital. So there you go. Hey, Andy, just make sure we play the ID. Take it to the top of the hour. I am Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Dana, thanks so much for guiding me around here today.
Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it, and we've enjoyed having you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Andy, that's going to do it for me. Bye-bye.